B-Pod Studios.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's the Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
Turn it up!
In the morning.
Leroy, my man Leroy. Can I just say that thanks to Leroy now, I can check something off of my bucket list. It's something that I never thought would happen. I have a lot of random things on my bucket list, all right? But one that I never thought would happen, because it has nothing to do with me, it has more to do with the person, is I've always wanted to be close friends with a real-life superhero, like somebody who has superpowers. And now, thanks to Leroy.
Huh?
A little confused.
It's basically like Wolverine and myself are besties.
I don't know. Pump your brakes real quick. I'm pretty much coming to you all to see if it's actually true.
If you do have superpowers.
I'm dead serious.
This is how it starts. This is the origin story, Leroy. Just the fact that you're questioning it means you have them and you just haven't fully developed. I don't even know what the superpower is. I'm so excited.
Look, all right. So I've been going through some really freaky stuff, and I'm not talking sexual. Get your mind out the gutter. I'm talking like crazy oogity boogity type stuff, right? So I've been working on trying to be a better person at staying connected with people. I can disappear from people for years, and it's not a good thing. But sometimes I get these urges to reach out to people who I haven't seen in, like, I'm not joking, decades. Like, it could be 20 years. And all of a sudden, their name will pop up, and I'll get this urge, reach out to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, fast forward, about 3 weeks ago, I was walking home from the gym. And it was this church that I haven't been to or been in that building for like 20 years.
Yeah.
And I got this urge and something said, go in there. So I go in there and
I remember you saying
yes,
that.
I went in there. I sat.
Something told you to go in a random church.
Yeah. A random church.
Spidey sense.
Right. So I went in there and I sat.
It's tingling.
Service went on. I left. Unfortunately, about a week later, the pastor of that church passed away. Rest in peace.
Oh, damn. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
This has happened to me at least 7 times in my life where I get the urge to reach out to somebody, whether I do or I don't, within a week or two, they pass away.
Okay.
What?
Okay. That is creepy. That's not a superpower. That's like...
Well, here's the thing. When it happened, I sat and I was, you know, I hit up my mother. I was like, what does this mean? What was I supposed to do? Was I supposed to say something? Was I supposed to? I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. And I spend like most of my days now looking in the mirror saying, with great power
comes great responsibility.
I'm trying to figure this out. Is there something with it, or am I just overreacting?
Maybe you're just paying attention, because they say most people have a certain kind of sense, but a lot of times you're so busy with your life or whatever that you don't stop to really
test it out and listen.
They say dogs can sniff cancer in men's nuts. Maybe you have that ability.
You want him to go around and sniff something?
Well, what I'm trying to say is, one, don't ever think of me.
Okay.
Two, his superhero name. He's black.
Okay.
It's a black power.
Yeah.
The Black Cloud.
That feels very negative.
Pebbles, he's killing people when he thinks of them. How much more negative can you be?
No, because maybe he needs to now learn how to channel it so that he can keep them. Yeah. You know what I mean? Be like
keep
the
them
block
alive.
Or something.
So maybe there's a way that you can actually kill people if you focus?
No. Here's what he needs to do. Okay. The whole problem lies when he loses communication with people. You can't lose communication with anybody. Everyone you have in your life now,
okay,
you've got to check up on them every single day.
Right.
That way, no one will ever die.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay,
that's too much.
Even if you don't do that, just check in with me every single day. Everybody else can wait. I don't want to die anytime soon.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.